Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of May 24th, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
From the Chicago Tribune, this story on altered corn. Olga Toro couldn't resist planting a few kernels of the corn she purchased at the government warehouse, even though it was intended only to help feed her family and her chickens. She was doing what Mexican farmers have done religiously for 6,000 years. Experimenting with seeds is a tradition that helped create corn from a weed called teosinte, and ultimately produced dozens of yellow, white, red, blue, and black species that make Mexico the world's most important repository of corn genes. What Toro didn't know was that her kernels may have been the product of far more powerful experiments. Mexico's recent confirmation that American-manufactured laboratory-modified genes have somehow appeared in cornfields in Mexico's remote hills has fueled an impassioned debate over transgenic products and their potential impact on human health, the environment, and the survival of Mexico's traditional corn varieties. In Mexico City, from Reuters, explosions rocked three banks in central Mexico on Sunday, and police said a previously unknown rebel group appeared to be responsible for the blast. There were damages to branches of Bancomer, Banamex, and Santander Serfin, Benito Leiva, a spokesman for the Attorney General's office, told Reuters. There were no casualties in the blasts early on Sunday in the town of Jutepec in Morelos, which borders Mexico City. A communique found at the banks was signed by a group calling itself the Comando Jaramillista Morelense 23 de Mayo, which claimed to be protesting against government of Mexico President Vicente Fox, as well as the local state government. De la jornada, el mezcal, una vida de resistencia, antes clandestina, renace con calidad la producción de la bebida en Guerrero. La vida es un trago, nieto de mezcalero, hijo de mezcalero, mezcalero él mismo, Moisés Calzada Rendón, nativo de Chilapa, Guerrero, no olvida las dificultades de la historia familiar para producir la vida, la bebida alcohólica. Desde mis abuelos, dice, fuimos fabriqueros, pero las suyas se consideraban fábricas clandestinas, escondidas por allá en la serranía. El mezcal es un producto netamente indígena y campesino, asociado a fiestas, ritos y curaciones. Diversos estudios señalan que su elaboración se remonta hasta el 400 a.C. De acuerdo con GEA, en muchas regiones indígenas y campesinas existen registros de producción de mezcal que datan de hace 200 años o más. Detrás de un sorbo de mezcal hay toda una historia de resistencia cultural, de experiencia productiva artesanal de años, de conservación de los suelos, de solidaridad y cooperación. Y además, por si fuera poco, el mezcal no hace cruda, es relajante y platicador. De la jornada, en San Cristóbal de las Casas. Indígenas de 18 municipios que participan en el quinto encuentro de maíz Maya Soque hicieron un llamado a todas las comunidades a unirse para hacer frente común y no permitir la entrada de semillas transgénicas que solo destruyen nuestros organismos y la cultura. Las transnacionales de Estados Unidos a fuerza quieren meter en nuestras comunidades las semillas transgénicas para acabar con nuestra cultura y no debemos permitirlo. Todas las comunidades indígenas deben unirse para conservar sus semillas criollas de maíz, frijol, papa, calabazas y otros, dijo Agustín Gómez, coordinador de regiones autónomas pluriétnicas. Debemos además, reunir los granos dispersos en la oscuridad para las semillas del nuevo amanecer. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.